I am going to ask a request of everyone, and I want you to trust me. And there's a reason that I'm asking you to do this, and hopefully you will see that as we get on into our lesson. But what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to close your eyes and keep it closed until I tell you to open them. It's not going to be anything weird. I just want you to listen to my voice. So if your eyes are closed, I'm going to ask these few questions. Do you remember your first kiss? Do you remember when you asked your future wife to marry you? And to the ladies, do you remember when it was asked, would you marry him? Do you remember the day in which you got married? Do you remember the birth of your children? And do you remember the death of loved ones that have been in and around you as individuals? Now, for the young people, do you remember when you finished high school, college, and you got away from your parents? You can open your eyes now. I believe you understand what the theme of this lesson is all about. Remember, I'm going to give you some definitions and then we will get into our lesson. Supposedly the definition of remember is to recall to the mind with effort. Think of again. To recall or become aware of suddenly or spontaneously. To retain in the memory, to keep someone in mind as worthy of consideration or recognition. The Bible is full of words such as remember. And this lesson is going to be designed using the words that God gives on the subject of remember. I'm not going to say anything. I will read the scriptures, because the scriptures themselves tell you what you should remember. And then at the end, I will give you some things which I think you should remember, that the word remember is not going to be there. And so, we will get into our lesson. Remember, I had you guys to think. And if you're like myself, you will remember, when somebody say that word, remember, things will start floating in your head, depending on what the subject is. Because you can remember the good times. You can remember the bad times. That's how the mind is set up. I would like for you to remember. God says to remember. Remember what? Genesis 9:15, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. Exodus. And Moses said to the people, remember this day in which ye came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall be no leavened bread eaten. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. Then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. That ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out hence through a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath. Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember that the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and to all Egypt. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt, until ye came unto this land. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondsman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore, I command thee this thing today. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Remember what the Lord thy God did unto Miriam, by the way. After that ye were come forth out of Egypt. Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest and has given you this land. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee. And strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once an avenger of the Philistine for my two eyes. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. And all the kindreds of the nation shall worship before thee. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and I will not remember thy sin. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Thus says the Lord unto his people, thus have they loved to wander. They have not refrained their feet. Therefore the Lord does not accept them. He will not remember their iniquity and visits their sins. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth. And I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Remember Lot's wife. Remember the word that I say unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. I have shown you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Those are some of the scriptures which are in the Bible that talks about remember. And I believe all the scriptures that was there, you know the story behind those scriptures. Now, I'm going to add my 2 cents to this. God wants us all to remember his word, because if he did not, he would not have given them to us. He wants us to remember. And if we remember them, if we will put them into our hearts and live them, we will have a happy life. Now, if you don't, these are some of the things I want you to remember about yourselves. He says here in Isaiah, starting with Isaiah 59, starting with verse 1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, or his ear dull, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities or your sins have made a separation between you and your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. If you have sin in your life right now, God's not with you. He wants you to remember that. For the rest of your life, he wants you to remember, if you have sin, God does not hear. It says there is a separation between you and God. That's what I want you to remember, what God is saying. One of my favorite passages is Isaiah 55. Starting off, it says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I want you to remember this, because there's going to be a time in which you're going to start thinking that you're smarter than God. Or God does not mean what's in the Bible. We have to listen to what God says. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declared the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. He gives a little illustration here. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Please pay attention to verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things for which I sent it. There is going to be things in the Bible that you may not like. You're going to say, I don't believe you, God. That's fine. You can say that. But remember, it says his words accomplish what he wants. It does not return void. So that means if you don't like the word of God, you are being weeded out. Because you don't trust God. God's word is what we are to live by every day of our lives. And you know, it's not a matter of whether we like it or not. We are supposed to do it. Do what he said. We don't have any decision here. Well, God, let's talk about this. He says, do it. That's what we have to do. I want you to remember that. Because it's going to come up, or you're going to hear people say something like that. You need to go back to this scripture. It says God's word is powerful. And what he says, he means it. You can reject it if you want. But you're going to have to answer to him. Ezekiel is an interesting chapter, a book, excuse me. In chapter 33, and there's a whole lot in there. But this is just a few things here that I want you to remember. Yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just. When it is their own way that is not just. In other words, we are quick to say, God, you're not just when we aren't just. When we don't live up to our expectations. Now, when the righteous turn from his righteousness, say that's us. We all say we're Christians. We're trying to be righteous. He says, when we turn from our righteousness, and does injustice. In other words, when we sin, he shall die for it. If you don't repent, you will die in your sins. Now, here's the just God. Not us. We're not just. We are not just. Remember that. For example, y'all know the story of Jeffrey Dahmer and the crimes that he committed. Killing people, eating people. What was the uproar of all the people? Kill him! He's no good! But look at this. And when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is just and right, he shall live by this. In other words, if the story is correct, Jeffrey Dahmer repented and was added to the Lord's church. But how many people that lost loved ones to him still hates him? And they're Christians. Just think of all the people in our history that were so wicked. If they turned from their wickedness when they heard the gospel, when they was taught the truth, and they did what was right, they live. But all of us who are righteous, they deserve to die. See, God says the righteous, when you sin, you don't repent, you're going to die. When the wicked change from their ways to righteousness, they shall live. That's a righteous God. Now, yet you say the way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways. See, God is just. We're supposed to be just. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. We are told by God's word, the way to the lake of fire is wide. A bunch of people are going. But the way to heaven is narrow, it's hard. You're not going to be playing around with all your friends, doing what they do, because you know you want heaven. And it says, and those who find it are few. I want you to remember, folks, if you don't play by God's rules, you're playing by the devil's rules. And the devil wants you to be with him at the end of time. The devil knows he is lost, but he's right there with you, whispering in your ear, you don't believe that, do you? That can't be right. But what does God's word say about it? That is what I want you to remember. There's a few more that I didn't put in my notes. We talked about it in Bible class. If the first two people would have remembered God's word, when he says, do not eat of that fruit. If they would have remembered what he said, they wouldn't have been kicked out of the garden. The two sons, God tells them what to do. One remembers, and the other conveniently forgot. And what happened? And throughout the Bible, that great scripture, it wasn't very long, but it said, remember Lot's wife. What did she do? She did something simple. You know, when we drive and we look back, you know, God says, do not look back. The lesson is yours. Remember, if you want heaven, you must do what God says. If there's anything we can do as a congregation, we ask that you make it known as we stand and sing.